So Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights. This is very, very pleasing pastime to the residents of Vrindavan, because this is one time that they had opportunity to be with Krishna day and night for 7 days, 7 nights. This is very rare. Normally, you know, only for a few hours you get to be with Krishna. And Krishna gets up and he's with the parents, Nanda, Yashoda, Rohini. Only for a few hours he gets up, there's a bathing, dressing and breakfast, and he goes. And then he's with the coward boys and the cows for a few hours, and then he kind of takes off. He goes to Radhakund to be with the gopis. Is Radhakund here? Probably you noticed. No, Radhakund cannot be in the middle. What? That's not Radhakund. There should be Manasi Ganga in the middle. And Radhakund is at Radhakund Sham Kund are like eyes of the peacock. Govardhan Hill is in the shape of a peacock. And the Sham Kund and Radhakund are eyes of the peacock. And there's also tongue. The Goswami's. Okay, bas. Too many peacocks. Now they did not want to use Goswami's residing on the banks of Ganga, Radhakund, Shyamkund. They didn't want to use the water of these kundas for washing their bodies, or especially they would go to take care of the bodies in the morning. So they didn't want to carry that. So they had idea of digging well near Shyamkund, Radhakund, and as they started digging, there was a bleeding, and then they realized that was a tongue of Giriraj. So tongue and then eyes. And as we start parikrama from Radhakund, Shyamkund, you begin to wonder, where is Giriraj? You don't see him. Because the neck of the peacock, you know how it goes, then comes up again. Goes down and comes up again. So for a few miles, you don't see Giriraj. He's underneath. Then after Kusum Sarovar, you begin to see Govardhan Hill and goes higher and higher. And the highest point is like 88 feet tall. And then there's a tail of Giriraj, and there's one Baba there, which is one of the coward boys, a friend of Krishna called Lota Baba. So those who do parikrama, this Lota Baba takes note and then informs Krishna. Yeah, he also was here and give him some benefits, benedictions. So Govardhan also was received curse from one muni var, Pulastya, if I'm correct, remember correct, yeah? Pulastya Muni. So that's another story. So because of that curse, he's sinking. So you better hurry up before he sinks. You should go take darshan and do parikrama before he goes all the way. underneath into the ground. It is said, of course, it will take some more time, that the Govardhan Hill is keeping check on the progress of the age of Kali. So when Giriraj would be fully into the ground, fully sunk, then the Kali Yuga, which seems like after 9,500 years period, then Kali would be really in full-blown action. Already it is bad, right? That's going to be worse. Of course, next 10,000 years is a golden period. The holy name of the Lord will spread every town, every village during this period. And devotees will go and do parikrama of Giriraj during these next 9,000-10,000 years. Yeah, one point I was about to mention, and I got distracted, was that this lifting Govardhan Hill pastime is very pleasing to the residents because each party gets only some time to be with Krishna. So I was mentioning Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda in the morning, then cowherd boys, midday is reserved for gopis, some more time for the cowherd boys, and the cows need also Krishna's attention and time association, and then they return, and again Lord is with the parents up until he goes to bed. Everyone goes to bed, and then Krishna also kind of goes to bed, but as everyone is fast asleep, then he gets up and goes into the forest playing a flute and inviting gopis to that particular forest to come. And again, the midnight is allocated for gopis. Vanavihar and Jalavihar, Rasakrida. These are pastimes. Every night, these pastimes. And then again, Krishna has to rush to return to, and Radharani also has to return, gopis return. So like that, only a few hours each party gets. However, each party's preference is to be with Krishna 24 hours, if that was possible. But it doesn't become possible because everyone wants Krishna. So this was very special time, this Govardhan, lifting Govardhan time, that all the residents, all the cowherd boys, cowherd girls, gopis, elderly parents, Nanda Yashoda, cows, and peacocks and other animals, monkeys, everyone is there with Krishna 24 hours a day. And they're all, as Krishna has lifted Govardhan Hill, there's a description. He lifted that with his left hand, you could see, Krishna's left hand. And he hasn't used the whole hand. He hasn't used both hands. He's only using the left hand, which is supposed to be weaker than the right hand. Baye hath ka khel, we say. Baye hath ka khel. If you want to do something easily, then you just use your left hand. But Krishna is not using the whole even hand. Govardhan Hill is not resting on the palm like that, or he's not holding it on all the fingers. He has chosen the weakest of all the five fingers, and that is this little finger. And if you take a close look at that scene, you will see that the Govardhan is only resting on the top of the nail, not even resting fully on the finger. So that is the power and the strength of the Lord, just on the top of his that nail, one little finger, he kept holding Govardhan. And of course, some coward boys were doubting, you know, maybe he's tired and we better help him out. So they had their sticks. It's not there, but some other paintings you see, they are also, who knows, just in case. Otherwise, it could be samadhi for all of us right here, old texts. But he was the one, and nothing to worry. And they were all just drinking the beauty of his lotus moon-like face. And again, although they had, in the 7 days and seven nights, they were not tired, they were not bored. They were ready for another 7 days, or 21 days if possible. But then unfortunately that time had come. The rains had stopped, and so Krishna asks, yeah, so there are many pastimes, or some pastimes, while Krishna had kept the Govardhan hill in lifted position. Krishna, there's one brief thing that comes to my mind is Krishna was looking at Radharani while holding. At one point he was looking at Radharani, and Balram caught him red-handed. And Krishna felt embarrassed. Oh, my brother. So they're all not just standing, of course, looking and enjoying the beauty, but also they were all singing and dancing and talking about the Lord. So they had a great time. They had a great time for 7 days and seven nights. I hope you also had a great time tonight. So then you could only imagine how much greater, maybe 100,000 times greater, better time those residents of Vrindavan had with Krishna. But then again, we also have right. We could also make a claim. And Krishna is inviting us to come and join. What are you doing there in Los Angeles? Come, join me. He's awaiting our arrival. And there is no... So our spot is vacant, in fact. No one else could take that place. So Krishna is more anxious to have us than we are anxious to go there or have him. So he's doing his best. So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness he has founded using Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, making him Nimitta Matram. And then Krishna is the one who is behind this Bhagavat festival, and he is behind this Govardhan Leela pastimes that we were experiencing. So he's making all the time endeavor to get us, win us over. So I'm confident Krishna has dragged us a little more closer, dragged us closer to Him. So let us take those steps. Doesn't matter, they may be baby steps, but soon we'll keep walking and running. And as we take one step, what does Krishna do? How many steps? Yeah, He's ready for 100 steps. And His steps are bigger. If He wishes, He could be there. In two steps, He had covered the entire universe. So that's the big steps He could take. So, so like that, we have a few more evenings with Krishna. With His pastimes, meaning with Him. So, on behalf of Krishna, we welcome you, invite you to continue to be with us, and all of us together will be with Krishna.